The other argument that you hear, another one, is this. People say, well, Jesus drank wine. Jesus drank alcohol, therefore it's okay for us to drink alcohol. And the reason why they say that is Matthew chapter 11, verse 18. And it says, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. Okay? Now, why do people say this about John the Baptist? John the Baptist was living out in the wilderness, he was preaching, and he was living off locusts and wild honey. Right? The reaction of the people are like, that guy is insane. That guy's crazy. I mean, look at him. He's living off locusts and wild honey out in the wilderness, and people accuse him of just being insane, being crazy, having a devil. Why? Because he's living out in the wilderness, he's preaching these radical sermons, and everyone's like, that guy's a madman, right? But they say something else about Jesus. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified over children. With Jesus, they don't accuse him of having a devil, according to this verse. Now, there were some that did accuse him of that, but in this verse, what it's saying, what they say is this, he's a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, okay? What is a wine bibber? Well, the word bibber means to drink a lot. So when you're saying wine bibber, they accused him of drinking wine a lot. If you drink Coca-Cola every day, you are a Coke bibber. Now, that's not really a word we use today, but that's what it means, right? I mean, if you drink a lot of Cobra, you're a Cobra bibber. If you drink a lot of milk, you're a milk bibber, okay? Now, I've never heard people use that word in our modern language, but that's what the word means. So they accused Jesus of being gluttonous, meaning he ate a lot, and he was a wine bibber. He drank a lot of wine. Once again, that doesn't tell you whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Because people think wine bibber means someone who's a drunk. That's not what it means, okay? Now, let me say this, that even if people were to accuse Jesus of something, that doesn't even mean it's true. So just because they said something doesn't mean it's actually true. But what is it actually saying? The reason why they're saying he's gluttonous and a wine bibber is this, because he ate with publicans and sinners. Jesus would sometimes go to people's homes and preach the gospel, and they fed him a nice meal. He got to eat and drink nice things. And they're saying John the Baptist basically lived in the wilderness and just ate whatever and drank whatever. They said he's crazy. Jesus sometimes had nice meals. And they said, look at this gluttonous man. Look at this wine bibber. See, in the Bible, wine sometimes refers to something that's very expensive. Wine and oil are used for that terminology. What they're accusing Jesus of is eating and drinking nice foods. Look at him going with publicans and sinners just so he can get some grape juice and a five-course meal. That's what they're accusing him of, okay? What does this show you? It doesn't matter what you do if you're serving God, they will accuse you of something. If you live a very simple life, he's crazy. Why doesn't he eat something else sometimes? If you like to go to nice restaurants from time to time, look at this gluttonous man. It doesn't matter what you do, right? I mean, that is a reality that no matter what you do, they're going to accuse you. But look, I don't believe they're even accusing Jesus of being a drunk. I believe what they're accusing him of is eating and drinking nice things because he went to publicans and sinners' houses to preach the gospel. And look, if they're getting drunk, he's not going to use that opportunity to preach the gospel. He's going to people's houses that feed nice meals, and they say, well, look at him hanging out with publicans and sinners in order to drink this nice drink and then eat this nice food. Look at this gluttonous man and this wine bibber, this person who likes to drink a lot of wine and fancy things. That's what they're accusing him of. Now, obviously, that's false. What the Bible says, but wisdom is justified of her children. Basically, let the foolish things make dumb accusations, whatever. Right? Wisdom is justified of her children. Go to 1 Timothy 5. 1 Timothy 5. So look, just because they would accuse Jesus of whatever doesn't mean it's true, but I don't even believe they were accusing him of drinking alcohol. I believe they were accusing him of eating and drinking nice things. That's the context with John the Baptist, the contrast there, that no matter what side, they're going to accuse you of something. And here's the thing, it's not like Jesus was eating nice food and nice drink every single day. From time to time, he would preach the gospel to people, but it's not like every single day he's at this, what is it, that buffet in Southern Metro Manila, the spiral buffet that's like 3,500 pesos per person or whatever, 4,000 pesos. It's not like he was eating at the spiral buffet every single night, right? It's called that from time to time, he got invited in to people and he preached the gospel to them and they fed him a nice meal. I'm sure back during this time, people were very courteous. So if you were to go to their home, they'd give you something nice, right? And obviously, it would be rude if somebody serves you food Right? If you go to somebody's home and they cook you a steak, it would be rude not to eat it. Well, I just don't want to eat something that's really expensive. It would be rude not to eat it if they feed it to you. Jesus wasn't doing anything wrong by eating the food that was actually given to him, because he wasn't drinking alcohol or doing anything sinful.